Listen to part of a lecture on birds given by a biologist.
Many egg-laying animals merely lay their eggs and leave. Turtles, for instance, and horseshoe crabs. The eggs hatch, and the little ones are on their own. The current theory about birds is that the earliest birds did just that, when they were cold-blooded creatures living in warm places. However, when they became warm-blooded creatures living in cold places, they had to remain on the eggs to keep them warm, the process we call incubation. For this, they needed a place, a nest. Very likely, the first nests were just primitive depressions scraped in the ground. Even now, many species still lay eggs in this sort of crude nest. In fact, every spring, a mother killdeer lays her eggs in some pebbles along the edge of the parking lot, just outside this building. Primitive nests on the ground were fine for some birds, but others began to elevate their nests in branches, perhaps to avoid predators. These early elevated nests were probably loose platforms of sticks and twigs, the type still built by ospreys and most herons today. The latest evolvement in nests, the most recent version, so to speak, is the cup-shaped nest. This is the one we regard today as the typical bird's nest. You know, like a robin's nest.